910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Polls have shown substantial progress for the Democratic presidential ticket ever since Vice President Kamala Harris assumed the lead spot. But Senator J.D. Vance said his Republican ticket still feels like the winner.
Look, do I think President Trump is actually as confident as he pretends to be in public? Yes, he actually is. But we still have to work very hard.
Speaking to ABC's This Week, you could see the full interview on ABC's This Week. The Trump campaign also says it was hacked, pointing to a Microsoft message that a foreign actor had sent a spear phishing email to a campaign official, but did not specify which official. As the Summer Olympics conclude, a man was seen climbing the Eiffel Tower, prompting an evacuation. Right now, the U.S. women's basketball team vying for an eighth straight gold medal. They're playing France. And fire crews near Baltimore say at least one person was killed in an apparent house explosion in Bel Air, Maryland. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The gap between the haves and the have-nots is getting wider in Wisconsin. Mike Mohn has more.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison summary says income inequality in the Badger State isn't quite as high as the national level, but it has been growing steadily over the past 30 years. The author says higher-income individuals benefit disproportionately from economic growth. Robert Craig with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says years of policy decisions and tax code changes are driving factors.
We need a deliberate policy that restores the conditions for greater economic equality and greater racial equality, because our socioeconomic system is color-coded, and where you are more likely to be poor if you were black or brown than if you were white.
Craig says jobs tied to clean energy growth, spurred by federal investments, can help reverse years of troubling trends. But he says other important sectors, like childcare, need structural changes to foster stronger wage growth. Craig suggests if someone working a low-wage job can't take time off to attend a training course, they stand little chance of advancing in a new career. So, he says another reform that's needed is an overhaul of job training programs.
A lot of the workforce training programs we have are helpful to a number of people, but they don't move the inequality numbers, because they don't reach enough people.
The Inflation Reduction Act has set aside billions to train and place people in clean energy jobs, but Craig says other programs need to pay people to train and start working in a new career much sooner. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers get the win in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The first preseason game, the Packers with a 23-10 win over the Browns. Head coach Matt LaFleur after last night's game.
It was good to get back out there, and I know our guys, it's been getting a little chippy in practice. It was good to go up against somebody new, and all in all, it was great to see we got everybody in the game, and I thought everybody made contributions.
Baseball, a pitcher's duel at American Family Field, a 1-0 Brewers win over the Cincinnati Reds. Tobias Myers, Yoel Piamps, and Devin Williams pitching a shutout, the only run scored by Rhys Hoskins, solo home run in the eighth.
With our bullpen and our staff, we can find a way to scratch a couple runs off in an inning and be right back in a game or take over a game. So, especially for a young team, right, we're trying to figure out things as we go and during the season. But when we feel like we can win any game at any point, good at-bats tend to happen.
That's the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine for today. Northwest winds developing 5 to 15 and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and lows in the upper 40s. On Monday, we'll start off the work week with mostly sunny skies, highs again in the upper 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter. Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Neenah. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Rear Admiral Joe Seestack about Project 2025's impact on the U.S. military and the state of education in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The music of the stars on the air. Welcome, everybody. We're going to be on the air till high noon today and across the world at civicmedia.us.
September, between the ashes and the burning
a fine song. Thank you.
Not a very good copy because it's kind of a bootleg thing.
Will you join me in rewarding these ladies and gentlemen of our marvelous orchestra here in New York City? Please rise, everybody. Bravo.
Somewhere in the vaults, reprises. I mean, it remains. They should release it along with some other missing tracks. Elton John wrote that, and the music of the stars begins the next star with some of the best music ever. A lot of stuff in the vaults that we'll never hear unless somebody cut a bootleg copy. That happened in Kenosha at Carthage College with Stan Kenton. True story. Stan Kenton at Carthage College. Of course, they always put out the warnings, do not record. People bring little tape recorders back then, or a little 3-inch reel-to-reel, or bigger, and hide them when they come in. And that's what happened. Is it illegal? Sure. Greatest concerts I ever heard was Norman Luboff at University of Wisconsin Parkside, Kenosha. And the warnings were there. No, I didn't record. You know what? I'm sorry I didn't. It was that good. The John Denver story we all know, I guess. Strange end and a quick one to his life. The John Denver fan club worldwide was based out of Kenosha. Here he is.
Jenny was a little girl, she only dreamed of trains. She never played with dolls or lacy kinds of things. Jenny counted boxcars instead of counting sheep, and she could go anywhere when she went to sleep. All she ever talked about was getting on to ride. She was living in another time. You could see it in her eyes. And every day after school, she'd head down to the track, waiting for the train that was never coming back. Jenny dreamed of the night time came. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Then he dreamed the trains. The depot's been boarded up, the rails turned to rust. There hasn't been a train through here since the mill went bust. No one believed her when she said she heard the train. Said she was just a little girl acting kind of strange. Jenny dreamed of trains. But when the night time came, nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed of trains. On the track one day, and God we trust, she walked away. The very next morning, all she could find was a little piece of copper squashed, splattered, and a dime. Jenny dreamed of change. When the night time came, nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed the train. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny
song of the rails, carry me on. track, cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back. It's not the first time I found myself alone at dawn. If I really had you once, then I'd still have you when I'm gone. So blowing lonesome in my mind, calling me along that never-ending yellow line. Steel rails, chasing sunshine round the bend, winding through the trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind not knowing what lies down the track, cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back. The sun is shining through the open box cardboard, things I've known before, and I've lost count of all the hours and days and time. Just the rhythm of the rails keeps the motion in my mind. Steel rails, chasing sunshine round the bend, winding through the trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind not knowing what lies down the track, cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back. Get out of here. Keep my mind from turning back.
Working on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morn. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Dinah, blow your horn. Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, strumming on the old banjo. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-o. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-o. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-o. Strumming on the old banjo.
These are the King Singers.
Miller's Dale for Tideswell. Kirby Muxlow. Malcop. And Scholar Green.
No more will I go to Blandford Forum of Mortimer. On the slow train from Midsummer Norton and Mumby Road. No chance, no porter, no cat on a seat at Chorlton, come Hardy or Chester Street. We won't be meeting again on the slow train.
I'll travel no more from Littleton Batty to Oldenshaw. lantern, I'll stand where Cleopatra doors the mold. No whitewashed pebbles, no up and no down, from form before crossings to Dunstable town. I won't be going again on this slow train. On the main line and the good side, the grass grows high. At Dog Dyke, Tumby Woodside, and Trouble Household. Asleep, asleep at Woodlam and no passenger waits on chittering platform or chiseling hay. No one departs, no one arrives, from Selby to Ghoul, from St. Hurst to St. Ives. They've all passed out of our lives on the slow.
Cockermouth for Buttermere, Armlim where Arum, Pie Hill and Summercoats, Windmill End.
something in the heart of every human being that responds to this vision of what could be, a better life, maybe, better fortune, all on the far side of the hill. You can't help, you imagine, if only for a second, that maybe you're on board, and all the past is gone, and all the suffering behind. Maybe that's what trains do when they talk to us, with that whistle. Whether it's a fast Amtrak train or maybe a slow-moving freight train heading always west. You ever hear of a train heading north? No. They always talk about a train, something about that word, west. Here's Johnny Mercer.
Down a line, I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Ooh, hey Jim, you better get the rig. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
All aboard!
Let her rip, let her rip, Mr. Engineer. Gotta go far away from here. While the man at the fire shovels on the coal, stick your head out the cab, watch the drivers roll. See the towns and the roads go whizzing by. Fare thee well, Laramie, Albuquerque High. Yes, sirree, here we are going all the way.
Boss will quit till we hit California.
Passengers, it's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell.
All the way from Philadelphia,
on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Johnny Mercer, The Four Races. Music of the Stars.
You can't run away from it. Better not even try. Better just close your eyes and say your prayer. Nearby, am I supposed to whisper? Who cares? We could worry till we both got old and gray from it, trying our best to hide, trying our best to make believe. this is the night that nearly was ours before. And we can't run away from it anymore.
Look at the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network from 7 till high noon every Sunday. And here's Johnny Mercer.
Now, this here's a story about the Rock Island Line. Now, the Rock Island Line, she runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all
me,
the trains...
Pardon me, just a moment. Pardon me?
Yeah?
Are you going to sing the song, or read it, or what?
Well, I'm going to sing it, but first I always tell a little of the story behind the Rock Island Line, sort of sketch in a little background, as it were.
You are going to sing, though.
Oh, yeah, in just a second. I get to it.
Well, let's get to it then, huh?
Okay, and all the trains that go to the toll gate, why, they got to pay the man some money. But of course, if you got certain things on board, you're okay. You have to pay the man out. I mean, you're okay with him. I mean,
all right, let's step right along here. Let's snap it up.
Okay. Now, just now we see a train. She coming down the line. And when she comes up to the toll gate, the driver, he shout down to the man. He say, I got pigs. I got horses. I got cows.
Look, you can skip all of that.
You know, let me name all the animals.
Yes, I know, but we don't need
that. Let me get to the sheep.
Well, that doesn't make any difference.
Well, it makes a difference to the sheep.
Yes, I know, but let's get the train rhythm going here. Never mind the sheep.
Okay, after the driver, you see, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. Good man, say, well, you're all right, boy. You go right on through. You have to pay me nothing. I mean, you know.
Look, fella. Okay. Fella.
I didn't mention
look,
the sheep.
I know, but let's skip the recitation, huh?
Okay, but...
Let's get to the meat of it.
Okay, I've come to the best part now. What did the driver foo him?
He foo him?
Yeah, I say, I fooled you, I fooled you.
Oh, look, let's just sing the song.
Well, you didn't let me get to the pig iron part.
Just
that's the
sing
payoff
the song.
The, I think you ought to let me tell how he fooled the toll-gate man with a pig iron.
Will you just sing the song,
I get
please?
Get a big reaction to it in clubs, and a lot of people waiting to see how the story
will you just
come out.
Sing the song?
Well, you're going to disappoint him, that's all.
I'll take the chance.
Okay, here we go. I'm on a rock a little lane, in the mind to get round. I'm on a rock a... You sure you didn't want the pig iron part?
Forget it, will you forget it?
Okay. Little line, here's a line to write. I'm on a rock a little lane, in the mind to get round. But if you want to ride it, got to ride it like you find it. Got your ticket at state and fold a rock a little line.
Look, Mumbles. Hey, Mumbles. What is this? Get your chicken at the station?
No, ticket. Get your ticket at the station.
Oh, get your ticket at the station.
Try not to interrupt me, huh? A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. The cat's in the cupboard, but he don't see me.
Yeah, no, wait a minute.
Another rock on
me. Wait a minute. The A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z with the cats in the cupboard. I don't know. What is the A, B, C got to do with the cats in the cupboard?
What's got nothing to do with it?
I know. Is it a social significance of some kind?
It's just
a difference of some
traditional lyric.
It's a traditional lyric.
I don't know, yeah.
Well, thanks very much. That'll be fine.
I got one more chorus.
One more.
Rock on the line. Here's a mighty good road. Come on, rock on the line.
Is that it? That's the end?
Yeah, that's it. I just hope it sells without the pig iron
part.
Well,
forget about the pig iron
part. I'm just trying to sketch in a little background. That's all.
Yes, I know. Sketch in the background.
You're gonna release the record?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
hear too many songs about buses, do we? The music of the stars. This is from a good picture, Jack Lemmon, June Allison.
See your mom or your dad, your town. Maybe you're beating a trail to a meeting with some old pal. Maybe
Constance, that's the song we heard the railroad workmen singing.
Yes.
Constance has a lovely voice, Mr. Reed.
Really? Now don't disappoint me. Please don't be one of those singers who has to be coaxed.
Just grab that Rock Island choo-choo, you lucky boy, and we'll be on our way.
You ought to travel the Rock Island train. It's the way to see the country you love. You'll find a beautiful sight to the left or the right, and the skies will be bright with sunshine above. Here comes the Rock Island train round the bend. It'll get you where you're going in style. It travels over lowland and highland. You'll see the best of your land and my land when you take the Rock Island train.
Here comes the Rock Island train round the bend.
Well, singing like that would have been worth coaxing for.
My singing teacher once said Father got 10 cents on the dollar for what he invested in my voice.
And alive, and I'm so glad to arrive. It's all so grand. It's easy to see. You don't need a palace to feel like Alice in Wonderland. In Ohio, where I come from, I've done a lot of dreaming and I've traveled some, but I never thought I'd see the day when I ever took a ride on the Santa Fe.
Wanna take a ride on the Santa Fe?
I would lean across my the lights till they fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Music of the Stars. I take it back. Marilyn Monroe did do a bus movie. Let's see if I have that right here. Music of the Stars. Judy Garland, of course, Johnny Mercer. Song about buses, but they never mentioned a bus. Bus stop song, and it's 1956, and it was a big seller. Ray Ellis and the orchestra. Ken Darby wrote this. Italiana about decade and a half ago. Not the same guys. Well, Connie Codorini is still there. These are four guys who went to school in Toronto. They all happen to sing real good. Jimmy Arnold there in the high voice. This is Josh Jern. Thank you.
have been. On my way to somewhere. Hope they let me in. Raindrops on the window. Someone must have cried. Slow got off at Sutton. Tears are quickly dried. Station after station. Stops along the way. Trains of thought need tracking. Memorize the day. Seize the surface moment. Passing fancy by. Just ahead is hindsight. Fill the empty eye. Used to go to Whimsy every chance I had. Crazy flights of fancy. Whimsically went mad. Played with silly notion. Made me up new rules. Me, the king of whimsdom. Fooling crowds of fools.
Fox Radio Network. Two more hours of the music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani, your host. Live from WRJN, coast to coast, and worldwide at civicmedia.us. Rick Johnson, Terry Havel, on Saturdays, starts at 6 a.m. Local news, timeless hits, Milwaukee Brewers. The soundtrack of summer. Big deals store going, full of great savings. Might be old local food and merchandise services. Just log on WRJN.com. Take a look at all your chances to save at least 30% and more to get a certificate worth $40.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.